The places that we have most anxiety and confusion is the places where we lack information and knowledge. So oftentimes, because you don't have a good sales system, then you're more anxious every time you got to do it. You're more apprehensive every time you got to do it. It's this thing that I do that I already don't feel that strong about, already don't feel that comfortable about. Lord knows I hate the part where I got to tell them the price. The way that you negate all those feelings that you have is by putting the right system in place. So we all know the most important thing to having a successful business is leads. The second most important thing to having a successful business is sales. And not just sales, but sales that convert. Because if you can't convert sales, then you can't collect cash. That's the way this goes. I've helped so many business owners, particularly coaches and consultants and experts, right? That's who we help grow their businesses to not just having six-figure months and seven-figure years, but some of them to even six-figure days. I noticed that one of the biggest hangups is sales, particularly because they don't feel right selling. They almost feel like there's something wrong with selling. After helping so many people, I've discovered there's an underlying issue to that, is understanding that selling is serving and serving is selling. So if I serve my clients at the highest level, then I'm actually doing them a disservice if I don't sell them something. They can never experience the level of serving that I do if I don't sell them something for them to buy. And so in this video today, that's exactly what I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you, I call it a simple sales framework that I discovered and we adopted in our business so many years ago. All I ask is that after I show you this framework and you wanna increase your revenue 20%, 50%, 100%, that you implement it. That's all. Because it will help you take the emotion out of it and have you operate within logic and framework that's going to serve your client at the highest level to where it won't even feel like you're selling them. It is PUDP framework. It's so interesting how success is simple, but it's not easy. Success always leaves clues, regardless of the industry that you look in. And when you look at the bigger industries, a lot of the time when we're a small business, quote unquote, we don't see ourselves in that same way. So we look at what Walmart is doing and be like, I can't do that, they're Walmart. We look at Elon Musk is doing or what Jeff Bezos is doing at Amazon. It's like, I ain't those guys, I can't do that. We certainly don't look at the area that I'm about to explain, which is the medical, and think that we even pale in comparison to that. Why? Because it's the story that we've told ourselves. It's the frame that we put everybody else in that we don't put ourselves in. And this one particular industry, the medical industry, the medicine industry, right? We know it's multi-billion dollar industry, probably on its way to being a trillion dollar industry if it isn't already. We look at doctors for the purposes of helping and healing. But good doctors, oh, they salespeople. Absolutely, they salespeople. And that's the framework that I'm about to show you, because the same way that you never looked at them as salespeople while they were selling you is the same way if you implement this, the people that you're serving won't look at you as salespeople. They'll look at you as helping them as well. Does that make sense so far? By the way, if this so far is helping you to shift your perspective, all I ask is that you share it with somebody. Like it, subscribe, all that good stuff. Help it get out in the algorithm so more people can be helped the same way that you are. So let's get into it. Hey, real quick, if you are a coach, consultant, business owner, aspiring business owner, you want to start making more money online. Maybe you stuck at that 5, 10, 20K a month ceiling. Maybe some of you are still in ideation mode. You're just like, I got to get out of this job. I know I got something in me I need to give birth to, but you can't quite figure out how to either scale it or start it. Make sure you come to our Purpose to Profits Challenge. My partner David and I are going to be showing you how to successfully grow your business online, helping you with content creation, helping you with marketing strategies, helping you with sales, fulfillment, the whole nine. Showing you our exact systems on how we went from not making six figures a year, not multiple six figures a year, but six figures a month and even sometimes six figures in a day. If that sounds like you, make sure you click the link in the description, sign up for the challenge. General admission is only $17, all right? $47 for the VIP. If you want to spend 1 hour exclusively with David and I each day and ask all of your questions specifically, make sure you get the VIP ticket. We will see you there and get back to the episode. When you create a system, then there's steps within that system. So PUDP is the system and there's steps within it. The first thing that happens whenever you go to see a doctor is they create a profile. And it's a myriad of ways by which they do that. You fill out forms, you do triage, do blood work. But the bottom line is, before you ever get to talk to said doctor, you're gonna fill out some forms at home, online, and probably when you get there on the iPad. Then you're gonna go see a triage nurse. They may get some urine or some whatever from you, but they're gonna do a baseline understanding of where you are. You're like, well, B, how does this apply to me? I got a landscaping company. I got a consulting business. I got a coaching business. Many of y'all are getting on the call with people on sales calls without a profile. You just got your book a call link, your calendar wide open. They can pick any time, any day. And while you have the activity of looking like you're doing business, it's activity, not productivity. Why? Because it's wasting your time. You're getting on a call with unqualified leads that you should have never been on a call with. If you were able to see their profile, it may have been a different place for you to send them instead of taking 30 minutes, an hour out of your day to talk to somebody that could never buy your thing. So we first need to develop a profile. As a matter of fact, for those of you that comment below, I would give you a profile template that we use if you don't have one. So first we got to create a profile. Then what? With all that wisdom, get understanding. It's important we come in and we ask questions. Success is simple, not easy. As I'm telling you these, you probably have an aha's like, yeah, that makes sense, which it does. However, when we're experts at what we do, we got to be careful because we can see a profile and we can start jumping to conclusions about what we saw in that profile. And we skip the understanding part by asking questions and jump right into the next part, which is a no-no. So we have to make sure that we take the time here to ask questions, not from our perspective, but to get answers from their perspective. So tell me in your words, what are you experiencing right now in your business? Well, I'm going through this. I'm having this problem, having that problem. Okay, cool. Now, mind you, on the profile, you may have had a question on there that asks, what would you like to accomplish over the next 12 months? What is the biggest issue you've been dealing with in your business? What's your strength? What's your weakness, right? Those types of questions. So there may be some redundancy, but how people answer things in written form with no context versus how they answered in the conversation are two totally different things. So what happens is you have this exchange where you allow them to provide content, you provide context, you provide some content, they provide context. So the best answer is always a great question. You have to take the time to ask your potential client, your prospect, a lot of questions. Yeah, I've been trying this for the last 3 years. It hasn't worked out. Really, 3 years, a long time. So one, that tells me that you persevere, right? Most people would have quit a long time ago. So tell me about what has made you say, you know what? I gotta make this work. 3 years is a long time to do. And 3 years is a long time to be married, much less to an idea. So you let them talk more. Why? Because the next thing you gotta do is give them a diagnosis. So from the profile that I gathered information to me asking the right questions to gain understanding of whether they got a pain problem, a potential problem, or a pleasure problem, because there's only one of those three P's for every great offer. And then I gotta give them a diagnosis, which means that I need to clearly identify their issue. I need to clearly identify their issue. The only way I can clearly identify the issue is if I ask enough clarifying questions so that I fully understand the context. How many times have you gotten on a sales call, had a profile or didn't have a profile, jumped to some conclusions, didn't spend enough time in the understanding phase asking questions, and then diagnosed the wrong issue? Well, I can tell you. More times than you know. You know how? Because they don't tell you that you diagnosed the wrong problem. They just tell you, let me think about it. Because you didn't answer the questions that they had in their mind through your presentation. You know why? Because you were talking to them about the wrong aspects of your offer. Listen to me. If you fix this problem in your business, you will double, triple, you will make more money than you ever have if you fix this problem. Ask me how I know, because we've done it in our business. When we figured this out some 5 years ago, game changer. We made millions of dollars online over the last 6-7 years. So you got to identify what the real issue is. Why? Because after I've done that, now it's time to give them the prescription, like every other good doctor. Let me ask you something. How do you feel when you go to the doctor and they take 10, 12, 15 minutes with you going through this entire process? Like, now that I've outlined this process, you can think back to the good memories that you have had at the doctor with a good doctor that does this. Then I also want you to think about the ones that gave you 90 seconds, of which they spent 60 of the 90 talking, and you left out of there improperly diagnosed with the wrong script. How'd that make you feel? Not cared about, not heard, not seen. You're already there dealing with an issue. Now you feel even worse because now you feel stupid because they never really let you expand and explain. Well, that's how your prospects feel. That's how your potential clients feel when you don't take them through this entire process. Let me ask you another question. As irritating as it can be and as cumbersome as it could be, when we're filling out all of these questions and answers on that profile, how much better do we feel when a doctor walk in with a chart in their hand and they looking at our stuff? And we didn't already explain to the triage nurse, and we feel like the triage nurse is like our go-between, and she gonna tell the doctor, and so the doctor coming in. Like, it makes us feel better knowing that, right? It gives us a different level of perceived care. So what do you think happens to your clients when you implement this in your business and you ask them the right questions? That they get to fill out what their goals are for the next 12 months, that they can fill out what their pain points are and what they've been dealing with, so they can fill out what their dreams and aspirations are, so they can look introspectively that they haven't had anybody ask them those questions. Success leaves clues, y'all. It's no secret why the medical industry is as big as it is. This is a phenomenal framework. Here's the other caveat to this. Does everybody who goes to the doctor know that they're sick? Does everybody that goes to the doctor have a problem on the surface? No. You got to remember this. For every good offer, it's going to speak to one of these three P's: pain, potential, or pleasure. So what does that mean? When I'm in this questions phase, I got to be very curious and I got to ask questions to unveil to me which of the three P's are they experiencing. Now, some people are going to come in your office and their arm going to be attached to their ear, and you clearly know that they're in a painful situation. The arm ain't supposed to be attached to the ear. So we know that. But then there's going to be others that come in because, like myself, now at 40, I wake up and I'm like, how I pull my muscle in my sleep? This don't even make sense. So I got a potential of a problem, right? I don't know that I got a problem. This may just be something that because I slept wrong, I don't know. Or I may be like, hey, I just need my 40-year-old checkup. I'm feeling good. I'm like, man, I'm happy to go in here. Yeah, y'all need to get some blood from me. And what else we need to do? We need to talk about men's vitamins. Like, what we doing? So you got three different perspectives as to why people are coming in. So if you don't ask enough questions here and you got a prospect that's not having a pain problem, they're not waking up every day hurting for money. They got a potential problem because they're making decent money, but they're unfulfilled with the work that they're doing. Or you may have a person that's actually like, man, you know what? Honestly, my business is going really well. I saw you post a video. It resonated with me. I felt like we could probably collaborate on some things. And then you say, oh, really? So then you start asking questions. And as you're asking questions, they didn't even realize that they had an issue. They had a blind spot. But it came because you asked questions. So now, rather than talk about all the elements of your offer that they already got, you talk about the one that fixes that blind spot that can flip a switch and help them make more money. Or if it's a potential issue, you talking to them about getting out of the struggle and when I was down and out. They not down and out though. They making $250,000 a year. They doing all right. They just hate life because they hate the way that they make their money. Y'all see how powerful this is? The thing I like about frameworks is I like to go and look for them in the Bible because it's been the truth for thousands of years now and it ain't changed. Well, guess what? God showed me where this framework exists early in the Bible. I'm gonna do a part two to show you this in action. But if this helped you, if part one helped you, leave a comment below. Let me know what was the aha for you. What was the takeaway? I promise you this. One thing y'all can count on is when I'm talking to you about something, it's from my own practical experience or those that I help. I'm not just up here pontificating and giving y'all a bunch of theory. If you adopt this framework, it's going to eliminate anxiety. It's going to calm all of the nerves, and it's going to give you a consistent framework for you to implement every single time you step up to bat. Did you get your profile from your potential client? Did it say the things to let you know that they're a potential ideal client for you to book the call with them? Or should you send them to a free ebook or some lead magnet because they're not ready to talk to you? And then when you get on the call with them, although you got their profile, that you ask them a lot of productive questions. From that, you being the expert and them giving you the content, you figure out what's the best diagnosis for their problem. And because you are the expert, now you give them the proper solution for the proper diagnosis, and you answer either their pain, potential, or pleasure problem. And the last P is that you print money. I'll see y'all in the next one.